The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Monday, we heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid the day after the Chiefs 27-24 loss to the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, so again, I don't have any injury updates for you. Guys are just starting to come in now from the late get back, so all in all, I thought we did some good things. We just had a couple mistakes down the stretch, and when two good teams are playing each other, yeah, that takes place and it can cost you. And so that's kind of what happened. Not that there weren't plays in between there that needed to be made likewise, you know, but down the stretch, when you have an opportunity to potentially go up on them and make it real difficult, you know, we can't have the things happen that happen. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Let's go first to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy. You talked a little bit after the game last night about that decision to try the field goal toward the end of the game there. Just curious what your thinking was on the third down, because you remember Pat took a sack, lost 4 or 5 yards. Were you thinking after the third down play you were in four down territory, or were you always thinking you were in field goal mode? Brad will have a second question as well.
Yeah, I thought we were in field goal mode. So that's what I said last night. That's what, you know.
Okay. So you were in field goal mode pretty much the whole on third down as well there?
No, on third down, I was trying to get a first down.
No, I understand that, but you were thinking field goal there if that pass was incomplete or something like that.
Yeah, potentially, okay. Yes.
Okay, all right. You can clinch the division Sunday if you win and if some other things happen. Were you thinking entering this year, this might be the most difficult of years to get that done, just given the moves that all the other AFC West teams had made this year?
I tell you, yes. I thought all the AFC West teams bettered themselves. I thought we, you know, which has already been said, but had one of the tougher schedules in the league. And I'm proud of how the guys have kind of battled through that to get to this point.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Good morning, Coach. Or I should say good afternoon. The Bengals have typically been this team, and you know, when they're playing other teams that are allowing sacks, and it seemed like you guys had taken a really significant step forward. Anything as you watch the film of this game that has maybe led them to have a little bit more success at protecting Joe against your squad than other teams?
Yeah, you know, we got around them. We just didn't get them on the ground, which we've got to do a better job with. He has a knack for getting out of there, and he did a good job. It wasn't that we didn't have people around him. That wasn't the case. The majority of the time there were people there. He slithered underneath them.
Let's go next to Matt McMullen. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned last night how this can be a learning experience for your guys. What gives you confidence that they can take this and become better because of it?
Well, you learn from every game, but when you have a young team, that was a pretty pretty good football team you're playing. So you can learn. You learn from your experience out there against good skill players, how you have to handle them. You learn that every opportunity you got to take advantage of. And I know the punters didn't have a big day, but you want to keep them off the field as much as you possibly can from your offensive side. And then touchdowns obviously become important. Turnovers become important. All your situational football is magnified when you have two good teams playing against each other.
Let's go next to Seren Petro. Go ahead, Seren.
Brad, I'll have a follow-up as well. Coach, did anything different? You know, we've talked about the drop eight and the shell defense and all that. Is this a look you'd seen before, or do they have a new wrinkle to it this time?
You know what, Seren, they added a little bit more just straight zero in there. They pop with it normally, but they showed us a couple of a lot blitzes. And I thought, Pat and 11 did a nice job of working that down the field. So they did a good job against it, but they did the drop eight against us. I thought we were productive against it.
And then the roughing, I'm not asking about the roughing the passer penalty per se. I know you can't get into that and you don't want to criticize the refs and get fined and all that, but what is the, is there a paragraph you've got somewhere that describes how you're supposed to hit a quarterback and not end up with a flag? Does the league have details on that?
Seren, it's something new and it's all over the place. I think we're getting different looks. I thought, I didn't agree with that. Now John's a heck of an official too. So, but this thing, we've got to get worked out and worked through because I didn't see that one.
Looks like we got a couple more. We'll go Sam and then Nick. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Andy. I know Travis isn't going to go for 150 every game, and you guys didn't run a whole lot of offensive snaps last night, but what did you see that they were doing with the attention they were giving him?
Yeah, listen, they did a good job. Now, left other people open. But I could have – let me start that. With this, Sam, that I could have dialed up more things that were a little bit more friendly for him too, and got him into space a little bit more. So some of that is on the calls. Other is they had a plan for him, where they were going to double in and out him and, take him out. Now, it opened up things for the other guys to be productive, but we take a lot of pride in being able to get guys open when somebody has a plan on them. And then second half, we did a little better with it. So, and Trav did better.
We'll ask Nick Jacobs. Go ahead, Nick.
Andy, my question for you is, with the youth you had on secondary and the rookies on defense, what do you hope they kind of took away from playing in a playoff atmosphere like that in a game that intense and having a trio of that caliber receiver? What do you kind of hope they took away from that?
Yeah, Nick, that I think that this is hurt as they are. I think that that's going to help them grow. And, whether it's a leverage thing, whether it's not having to strike hard at a ball, but just getting your hand on the ball is good enough. Your footwork and how you handle that, all those things against good players. And you had a variety of sizes that you're going against. And speed. So I just think that they can, if they look at it properly, which they're pretty good that way, and look at it properly, they can grow from that.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Thank you.